Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's like, ew. What up? It's your boy, Pity People, Word on the Street. You're now logged in to Saving Our Athletes respectfully. And oh, what a great day it is to be alive. I hope everybody out there is doing live and well. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of doing a little bit of swelly sweat. Like I said, yeah, this is your boy, Pity People. This is what people do world with water on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Today I actually got a special guest. Her name is Katie Doolin, if I pronounce that correctly. She has a business called Uptown Dallas Girl. She actually just wrote a book that just aired yesterday. That just released yesterday, so that's who's gonna be calling into the show. But until then, we're going to go ahead and listen to a little bit of Chupa 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 Chupa.
Things will never be the same.
Oh,
kind of cute little stuff. Nicki has been riding high off the success of her latest album, The Pink Print, and has been posting some of her accolades on social media to celebrate. But one message, this message on particular has fans in the print. And then we got some sweet Marzo Canole, whatever that means. Wembley is blue. Jump song. That can't be it. Here we go. Nigga, Fleek on Nick, Fleek by Onika. I saw Christina tell the T-shirt that say, pretty on Fleek. I was waiting on my percentage of the dough. Don't be selling my stuff out there. I can't get no percentage. Pay me. Oh, which actually brings me to this. Monique. Oh my goodness, Monique. Now this is a great point. Well, go ahead. Hey, you guys out there listening? 877-921-1650. It's right on the street with PDP on Saving Athletes Respect the Radio. You know what I'm talking about with SGO. Yeah, Monique, man. Word on the street is she's getting blackballed. Word on the street, she's getting blackballed by Hollywood. It's because saying that she has high demands, and what that means is you have high demands in Hollywood, and I guess that means that people in Hollywood don't really want to work with you. So, but let me tell you, verbatim, she comes back with this. Now, if your job asks you, well, if you work 6 days and you're on your job, and they ask you to come in on that seventh day and not pay you, well, you gotta work. I don't really know. I don't know about me, but I don't know about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, hey. But, hey, that's just the word on the street. Hey, tell me, any other thing, what you know about that? 877-921-1650. Because, like, but this is my little input on it, though. Like, I feel what she's saying because she had just won the Oscars, and she was supposed to go, like, on this little campaign or whatnot, you know, and promote and do all this, you know what I mean? And, but she was just like, you know, she's not going to do it. She's not going to be bullied. So now, because there's rumors going out there, you know, if you watch the very popular show Empire, she's supposed to be Cookie off in there. You know what I mean? But Lee Daniels end up, like, the producers and everything, everybody behind the scenes, they end up wanting to be, you know, they want to work with her because they said she's difficult. And what's coming to find out is because she said that she wanted to be paid to go on the campaign. And so my input on it is if you're young in the game, I say, yeah, man, you hungry, you just want an Oscar, you keeping it going. You know what I'm talking about? If you're young in the game, you taking every opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, because it's show business, man. You got to shoot, you know, especially because, like, when you're an entrepreneur and you're starting, like, your own stuff, you got to do stuff for free. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that in the rap game. You know, they give a free mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Just like that in every sport. You know, you got and when you're playing sports, you know, not during the season, you're playing, what, intramurals. You know what I'm talking about? And stuff like that. But anyways, you know, it's if you're a veteran, I would do the same thing she did. It's like, nah, I got a family, you're gonna have to pay me. Pay me my money, you know what I am saying. You know what I'm talking about, pay me my money. Money, money, make that money, 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 money. Hey, this is what I was talking about. Hey, you got to pay me, have to pay me, shit. Hey, it's 10-3, what in the street? We kidding me. I'm saying that I'm just checking. Baby, y'all don't hit me yet. Hey, 777-921-1650. Hey, word on the street, I'm PDP. No J's on my feet, my little kid got to eat. Ha ha! That was good, that's the bars, baby. Yeah, what's up? PDP, word on the street, saving our peace, respectfully, radio. If you just now tuned in, I was talking about Michelle Rodriguez and Fast and the Fury, talking about all the, talking about all the minorities need to lead the superheroes, need to stop stealing the superheroes from the white people. Talk about Nicki Minaj versus Christina Milian. Nicki Minaj said, give me my money. If you guys ever watch Players Club, you know, Dollar Bill, give me my money. She out there selling stuff with the pink print on it and ain't getting my money. Then, but then you know who got what? We got another Fast and Furious. Person in the news today. You guys, see, y'all probably don't know him from the music I know him from. Because y'all probably know him from, get out the way, you know, like the mainstream noodle, you know what I'm saying? I know him from, cut up, no way like that, get that cut up, freaking angry, be fun, cut up. Yeah, that's that old school noodle, that's that back in the day. Who probably got that noodle, used to go home, man, but yeah, that, that's what he had that crazy little hairstyle, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, man, you know what I'm saying? Shoes, man. He got one on the way. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations, Moon. Shout out to the black man out there doing the right thing. You know what I'm talking about? Doing the right thing. And I got a question. Man, now, like, okay. So, word on the street, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we handle like a little, like some topics, you know what I'm saying? There's like some, you know, like what happens in the everyday world, you know what I mean? And stuff that people want to know, you know what I'm saying? So, how long do you wait before you take a dump at work? Like when you first get a job? How long do you wait before you take a dump at work? Hit me up, word on the street, PDP, serving out with respectfully radio, 877-921-1656. You know what I'm talking about? How long do you wait? Hey, how long do you wait? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, because me personally, I think it really depends on where you work, too. Because, say, fans, I remember I used to work in this bank. And boy, sometimes my stomach will be bubbling. But you want to know what? I never took a dump in there. I never took a dump there because I just knew I was going to lose my job if I would have. I would have ran everybody up out of that. Oh, I would have ran everybody up out of that thing. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, like for real, though, man, because it was kind of closed off. It was in a corner. You know, then when you walk out of the bathroom and then to your right, you got, like, the teller station, you know, which I work behind the thing. But then sometimes we'll be busy. There's a lot of people out there. You got the new accounts desk right there. So it's not very much room, you know, for that. You got to pre-flush every time. Just like, poof, you got to keep pre-flush. And then the food won't stop working. So I remember, boy, and then drinking that coffee, too. With that stuff in it, you know, black folks, you know, man, I know me, I'm lactose. You know what I'm saying? So I remember working there. I didn't never take a job. And plus, I really liked that job. At that time, I was like, yeah, you know, this is my real first professional job. So I was like, and I'm the only black person. So I'm just like, man, I know if I can't, I got to wait till I go home. Wait till I go home. But, let's see here. Well, I was interning at Disney. I think I took a dump there a few times. That's because, man, we used to put in some long hours. I mean, some long hours. But the songs, you know, we used to go, like, behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? And go and boil it. You know, that's, you're working with international people. You know what I'm saying? International people that's just, woo, I don't know. You know what I mean? They're from all over places, man. You know, all over places, all over different cultures. You know, that's all I'm gonna say. So you had to be clean. You had to watch what you was doing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Word on the street is you can't use the bathroom at Disney. No. I definitely took a dump there. I think I used to sell one job. I didn't have no bathroom because we were going door to door, walking door to door. They were selling AT&T cable. Like, what's up with that? Man, that was the time of my life. Boy. Ooh, yeah, I was selling healthy people coffee too. Oh, no, man. Not that. Mm-mm. Hey, y'all watch out for them. Y'all watch out for them schemes out there too. There's a bunch of them scheme heads out there. You know what I'm saying? That's trying to get it. What's it called? Network marketing or something like that. The triangle scheme. Like what? Yeah. Like man. Hey, but they did get me though. They did get me. I used to be out there hustling. You know what I'm saying? I used to be out there trying to sell the mess out of that cable. Like, come on up. What's that? Hey, yo, what up? This is Pete Richardson with AT&T. You know what I'm saying? You got that fiber optics? You got that fiber optics? Man, get that out of here. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. What's up? What's the word on the street with Pete? You know what I'm saying? I'm saving out this respectfully radio. And just to let you guys know what's going on later on in the week, tomorrow, man, I now got this producer. I'm going to be talking to out of Lawton, Oklahoma, man. This dude has did mixes for Nicki Minaj. You know, he talked to Tim Bland. Man, this dude, you know what I'm talking about, man? This dude, has been coming up in the game, but it's in his future. Yeah, future. He got some few artists, man. I'm going to tell you, don't be spitting on them Oklahoma boys. I'm a real stick from Oklahoma myself. And you know, I'll be spitting on the bars, you know. I wake up in the morning and I ask myself. If I first dig on shit, I blast myself. You know what I'm saying? Word on the street, I got bars. Word on the street, I got flow. Word on the street, then I'm about to G.O. Yeah, all of those are okay to do. I guess you had a long night last night. You had a celebration. I guess that's the word on the street. But pretty sure I'm going to catch up with her. You know, so we can talk about her. But is it me or is it the world? Yeah, is it one? Yeah, yeah. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. That's a Jamie Foxx. Look at Jamie Foxx. Actually, I was talking to a girl named, a lady named Lou Calhoun. She, works for Reach Media, man. She was almost got me hooked up with Tom Joyner, you know. She got to keep that network going on. And she was talking about how, you know, they know Jamie Foxx personally and all this stuff. But hey, then she had just put in J. Anthony Brown with Kevin Hart's party and all that, man. So, hey, she got a little bit of juice, but she didn't have enough juice to get me in at the end. But hey, everything happened for a reason. Hey, got to keep on grinding. PDP, right on the street. Take not disrespect for the radio. Whatever you do, whatever you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. So whatever anybody say to you today, say move on out the way, player. Deuces. Holler at you guys tomorrow. PDP, word on the street. Peace.